If Nevada cannot secure health coverage for rural counties, thousands will be losing insurance by next year. Our reporter On Gray sat down with the head of the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange, a government-subsidized program, to find out what happened.
The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, became law in 2010. About 4 years ago, the Silver State Health Exchange was set up so low to middle income Nevadans could buy health insurance. Through this marketplace, individuals and small businesses have been able to get coverage at federally subsidized rates. Heather Korbulik is the executive director of the State Exchange and joins us to talk about the recent changes to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Insurance company Prominence Health Plan recently announced that beginning in 2018, it's withdrawing from Nevada altogether, and Anthem is pulling coverage out of rural Nevada. What happened and why did the companies pull out?
What's been going on over the last 7-8 months has been really at a national and state level where our carriers have been really concerned about stability. That stability is really around two issues, primarily cost-sharing reductions and whether or not those are going to be paid to insurance companies, and then the enforcement of the individual mandate, which is the tax penalty that is imposed on consumers if they do not have insurance. Those two combined things, along with the continued dialogue and debate around what will healthcare reform look like, will the Affordable Care Act be here or not, has created a situation of volatility in an already unstable marketplace.
The individual mandate is quite complex, right? Because there are some people who say that it's burdensome and they don't need that coverage. But then people who say that mandates are required because you have healthy people pulling out, leaving only sick people. In that case, it spikes healthcare costs.
So the individual mandate is one of the most politically contentious parts of the Affordable Care Act. It's seen as sort of a forcing of people into the marketplace and penalizing people and government control. But regardless of the debate about the enforcement or the individual mandate, it is a critical component to keeping healthy and younger people in the risk mix or in the pool of people who are insured. If you don't create incentives or you don't have a mechanism to keep those people, then what happens is only typically sick people are signing up. And when you have a very sick risk mix, then premiums go up for everybody involved and carriers have a very hard time making any profit.
Heather, some people are fearing that this loss of insurance in rural areas will mean more sick people and possibly even death for some. In recent statements, you describe this situation as a healthcare crisis for Nevada.
I will repeat that this is a healthcare crisis for Nevada. We have about 8,000 consumers living in these 14 counties. The bulk of them, 5,000 plus, live in Carson City, Douglas County, Lyon County, and Story County. Of those we know, majority of them are between the ages of 55 and 64 years old. We know that a lot of these individuals are purchasing gold level plans. Gold level plans indicate that these are people who use their insurance regularly and probably are accessing continued and ongoing care. It's extremely concerning for me as a fellow Nevadan to know that my neighbors will not have any access to health insurance. We've had calls at the exchange from individuals who are living in these areas that are going to be impacted, who are pregnant right now and are scheduled to give birth in January, and asking questions about what does that mean for me?
Going forward then, what do you see are solutions that would prevent rural residents in Nevada from losing health care coverage?
Well, the exchange and the Division of Insurance and the Department of Health and Human Services, along with the governor's office, are working very closely with our carriers right now, trying to develop something on the exchange for those individuals in these impacted counties. Our carriers have until September 20th to make changes to their plans. We're also exploring options like federal waivers to identify potential opportunities to incentivize carriers to come back into the marketplace. The exchange has been working closely with Access to Healthcare Network, which has a program called a medical discount program. It's not insurance, but it does offer some people an opportunity in these rural communities to have discounted medical services. We're working on trying to find a solution. It's a fluid situation, and hopefully we'll have something put together by September.
Heather Korbulik is the executive director of the Silver State Health Exchange. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.